You know, I get to thinking I'm pretty hot stuff, pretty important. I often let pride get the best of me, and when I do, I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof, as the old saying goes. I've had fisticuffs with my pride over the years and always find myself coming up short, picking myself up off the floor. Pride is a considerable foe, hard to whip, and I think it's safe to say I've never won. It's always gotten the best of this ordinary fellow. You know, other times I've wondered if people have caught on that I really don't have a clue what I'm doing in life. Someone much smarter than me summed it up, I may not be much, but I'm all I think about. Pride is vindictive. It gives, but takes away more. It pumps you up for a great fall. The worst part is that I've never known it. I've always thought I'd won the bout. Not so. Pride always kicks a person's tail and then, when down, kicks them in the ribs. I've learned this the hard way and shy away from wallowing in pride. Actually, I run from it. Now, I can be proud of you. I can be proud of my kids, my wife, my friends. There are a lot of things I can take pride in. But I can't take pride in any of my accomplishments. That's where I get in trouble. I have to remember the source of my accomplishments. They're gifts in which I get to share. And all gifts come from God. I have to remember that I'm nobody special. I'm just a common, ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill guy trying to do my best. When I start thinking I'm special, pride gets in my way and always brings me back down to size, and at times in a public and humiliating way. But what I do is still important, and what's more, it's important that I do it. Important not in a broader sense, important for mankind, but important in a much more insignificant way. And it's greatly important that I do it for my family, my community, and myself. It's important because it's nourishment for personal growth. As Mohandas Gandhi once said, almost anything you do will be insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. Gandhi was a respected spiritual and political leader from India. Growing through seemingly insignificant work is always a step in the right direction. Each step, each day, may be small, but when we look back over a month or a year, we see significant breadth and growth. You know, really, it's about balance. Patience with insignificant moments in life, being realistic and in touch with others, being right-sized. Again, balance is a key to being at peace. Bill Wilson said, "Our real purpose is to fit ourselves, to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. We have to make God bigger and ourselves smaller." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.